Manifesting, I feel like that's a trigger word and the word that I really love. We are manifesting, but what is that? It's co-creating. It's taking an idea or an inspiration that you received from the divine and making it a physical reality. And one of the ways that we can co-create with great ease is by paying attention to the cycles of the moon. Those lunar rhythms have an incredible way of supporting you and cheering you on and helping you not to beat yourself up, especially that inner mean girl, that inner voice, that critic that can sometimes say, well, if you can't do it now, when will you ever do it? And sometimes those are the voices of well-meaning adults in our life. I'll never forget an incredible English teacher I had in high school. And it was springtime. We all had senioritis. We were done. We were checked out. We'd already applied to the universities we were going to, had been accepted, and we really wanted to coast. Prom was coming up, and he was so frustrated with us. And he said, if you don't do it now, you'll never be able to do this or get this done. I'm going to look this way. Don't cancel or delete. Don't let that come into your space. Because I really took that to heart. So whenever I was in a space where I didn't have the motivation or the energy or the desire, like, because heck, who wants to like clean the bathroom or, you know, tear out all the ivy or weed? Oh, some days we might. And that is where it helps to learn about the rhythm of the moon. So for example, as the moon has been in Leo, been working up that mane of hair, it's like frizzy out of control. I'll blame it on the moon and Leo. But now I know I can learn more and I can say, okay, if I don't have the energy for it today, it's going to come around. That's where moon mapping can really help, where you're just mapping the pathway of what's going on with the moon. And we'll get into that. That's why I created my Inside of the Moon journal, which if you haven't seen, by the way, or you don't have a copy of, why not? I'll make sure this is in the link around here for you to check it out and get one for yourself. But there you can collect the data, because what I want to get into is once you have the data, once you know how you react to the moon, you can use this energy recipe that I'm going to share with you, the one I share with my clients and my moon students, my moon club group, is a manifesting recipe to manifest with the moon or to co-create. Because the way that I see this happening is we don't sit in a room and just go humana, humana, humana and imagine things raining down on us from out of the sky and falling into our lap. It would be great if that worked, but usually it doesn't work that way. You know, if we want the pizza, we got to, you know, check the app on our phone or dial the number. And we've got to be willing, even if it's a gift, like, hey, you want a free pizza? We have to be willing to receive it, open up the front door and take it in. Or, you know, they leave it at the front door and then you take it in. There's an action that's required along with the focus, the visualization, the feeling on all levels. Action is required on our part. All right. So let's talk about this co-creating with the moon. This energy recipe, I call it OR. I love using little acronyms because it helps us remember when we go into a time of stress. And the OR, what it represents is the O is observe. So as you pop on with me live, give me a quick hello. Let me know where you're watching from. And let me know if you observe the phases of the moon. My daughter the other night, she looked up in the heavens, in the sky. We're coming home. The sun was just setting and you could see the moon so clearly in that blue sky. And she said, Mom, it's divided perfectly down the half. That's incredible. We had such clear skies. You don't normally get to see the moon that clearly when it's a first quarter moon. And I said, honey, that's first quarter. And how cool. Like we had that chance to just observe what the phase of the moon is. So in the very beginning, that's where I have everyone start. Is it a new moon, full moon, or somewhere in between? Why? Because you'll start to notice, like especially when you collect the data and you moon map, that's why I made the journal. I have all these little interior sections where you can write down, where's the moon? What's my mood? What am I feeling during this first quarter moon? What does a first quarter moon mean? It means it's time to make decisions. What does a waxing moon mean? Before you even get into the meanings, just notice how you feel. Because what I find from most moon sensitives is that they know it, like they're sensitive to the moon. They may not know yet why or what's going on, but when they start to track, they're like, oh, yeah, on new moons, I tend to be more tired. And on full moons, I tend to have more energy. Is it always like that? No. But just overarching, when we begin, many people notice that that's the general experience. then we can get fine-tuned into the layers and figure out why it's sometimes that way and sometimes not. But for the most part, new moon, we tend to be more introspective, a little bit more tired, less energy. Full moons have a reputation for a reason. Howling at the moon, kids go crazy, the teachers know. Anybody who's in the police force or hospitals, things tend to be a lot busier. Both my children were born on full moons. Again, not that a child has to be born on a full moon, but I'm very sensitive to the moon, so I knew that it was going to happen. So just observe. What is going on with the lunar phase? What is happening? Full, new, somewhere in between. And how do you feel? The second part is align. So once you know, let's say it's a new moon and you're like, okay, well, I know from keeping track, taking account of the data, mapping it out, that my energy tends to be low on a new moon. So if I've got a big event to go to, maybe I take a nap before I go to it, or make sure I get plenty of sleep, or I make sure I eat good growing food. But you don't go without preparing. You have that moment to prepare yourself for success. You can align to what you've observed about yourself and about the phase of the moon. And as you align, then you start to take action. So it's kind of almost align and act, that part of the or. And even backing up, the reason that I titled this or, and let me know too, if you consider yourself a moon sensitive, drop me a little moon emoji. I'm curious, because some people aren't very sensitive to the moon. But the reason I named this energy recipe or is because when people talk about co-creating or manifesting, I do love that image of moving into the river or moving into a current. And I learned this many a decade ago in my yoga studies when we talked about stepping into the flow of grace, basically stepping into alignment with the flow of divine, of God universe. And you have a couple different choices when you step in. You can imagine you're stepping into that river in your beautiful little canoe with your oar or your paddle. And you have choices. You can either swim up current and, you know, get somewhere, but it's an extra challenge. It's harder work. You can get into the river and do nothing and just see where it brings you. Maybe you get caught up in a bank or one of those little swirly little whirlpools or up against a log. Or you can use your oar and actually go with the current, avoiding obstacles as they come up and helping to align yourself with the energy, the flow of that water, of that current of grace. And that's the co-creating. So that's why I named this or. So another easy way to remember it. Yay, a moon sensitive for sure with me. So observe, align, and act. And then the R. The R is ritual. And why do I say ritual? Because it's the do your practice and all is coming. I had a call with one of my VIP one-on-one energy students this morning, and she's noticed a huge shift in herself on many different levels, physically, emotionally, energetically, spiritually. And she was contemplating and reflecting on how this has come to be. And one of the reasons for making this shift is because she's been dedicated to doing the work on herself, the work of healing, of creating healthy boundaries. She's a big-hearted empath who is given of herself so completely that she wasn't taking time for herself and her well-being, making sure she had adequate rest. She was always working overtime for everyone else, taking care of family, taking care of friends, going above and beyond. And that's incredible. And I'm hoping that we can all do that at certain points. But if you do that to your own detriment, your own well-being, what happens is you get run down and then you can't help anyone else. So what I invite you to do is with the ritual, what happens is you start to strengthen your energetic field, just like muscles, and it comes to your aid. Rituals can be simple. They can be elaborate. In my Inside of the Moon journal, I give tons of examples. It's a dateless journal and planner, enabling you to use specific sacred practices and rituals for each month that you're in, mudra, mantra, meditation, affirmations, crystals, sacred geometry. It's a mix and match. You begin to create your own energy recipes. But the thing is, whether you're visual, auditory, kinesthetic, hands-on, however you learn, however you gain insight and information, you have access to it in the journal. And you can create something that is consistent within your life. And what happens is that continues to connect you to the peace that passes all understanding. It keeps you in the current of the river, and it supports you when things get really crazy. Ritual is something that is tradition. How do I want to say? Not even, it could be tradition, but we know what to expect. And when we're in a constant state of fight or flight, when we have so much stress coming into our life, the tradition or the ritual brings us peace. And it could be as simple as in the morning when you, I'm looking over here because of my candle, when you get to your desk, you light a candle. And that's just an invitation to spirit to join you for the day. You're just in your own way saying, okay, may God go before me and show me the way. May angels watch and protect me throughout the day. So that is my co-creating, manifesting energy recipe to engage with the moon. And it's called OR, observe, align, and act. And ritual. And when you start to combine all of these things together, you start to see incredible opportunities evolve. And you look back and you think, wow, this is, how did I get here? It's incredible what starts to happen. So if you want to know more about this, drop me a little heart emoji. I love that little heart. Drop a little heart emoji. I am putting together a masterclass on this and I'm excited to share with you. I presented it at one of the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo conferences just this last weekend. And I'm so excited to share it with all of you. If you want to learn more, just drop that heart emoji and we'll make sure that it gets out. All right. Lots of love. Mwah. And if you're watching this on a platform where you can love it up and subscribe, please do. I'm so appreciate it. And share this with a friend if it's been helpful to you. Yay. Lots of hearts. Okay. Mwah. I'll make sure I share. Have an incredible day and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye, guys.